Happy Tuesday, folks. With Steve Bach and I'm Scott Hanna. This is What's on Your Mind, and we want to know what is on your mind. 800-228-0550. Senator John Hoeven will join us later this hour. We'll talk about the Farm Bill passing the Senate and the chances of it passing in the Senate, in the House, rather. I'm kind of getting to the point where I just want to see the final product. I'm really tired of the political sauce.
Get it done.
Yes, I mean, just
for heaven's sakes.
I don't want to talk about it anymore. Just, you know, show me the baby. We don't need to know how the baby's made.
You know, with the weather we're having right now, and it comes down to weather issues, it's exacerbated. You know, get it done. The producers need it done.
And they want the
food security in this country needs it done.
Obviously, what's in the bill is important. So anyway, we'll get the latest of what the Senate version looks like and talk that through with Senator John Hoeven today on the program. Next hour, a guy that used to run the NSA. Our listeners have been very concerned about what we know, thanks to this leaker, whistleblower, leaker, I don't know, whatever you want to call him. and by the way, I see Ambassador John Bolton has said, look, this guy is the worst of the worst. He ought to be booted out of the country. He said guilty of the worst form of treason. Other folks are heralding him as a hero.
It's kind of like Jesse James.
We'll talk to General Michael Hayden, former director of the National Security Agency, the guy also head of the CIA, and find out what he thinks ought to happen to the leaker, and also how do you just go about balancing privacy with intelligence needs in a post-9/11 world and deal with the realities of all that. Coming up on the program, we call What's on Your Mind. What is on your mind today, Steve?
Well, what is the most important job in the entire state of North Dakota? Now, from a state position, I'm not talking private industry, but I look at the state as business.
Can I answer the first question first?
Yes,
you may. I think the most important job in the state is a parent. Probably a mom first, because moms fix everything, and then a dad.
You know, if you keep sucking up to that whole mom thing like you were a couple weeks ago.
That's not sucking up. I'm saying what's more important than a parent, right? Think of the influence parents had on you. That's important, right? And if we're talking about who ultimately will get thrown the keys to our great state, our great communities, it is, you know, future generations that are shepherded by parents. So, your first question, what's the most important job? Your second was, what's the most important public function job? Is that what you're saying?
Yeah, state job. What is the most important job in the entire state of North Dakota that is a state job? And no, you cannot answer the snowplow driver during a blizzard.
Well, they are pretty important. I mean, again,
relative.
But I think to answer the question to the spirit of which it's asked, probably the governor.
Exactly. Now, I'm not advocating a raise for the governor, although I'm sure he'd like to hear that, but
he doesn't need it.
He doesn't. Did you see the list of state employees and who's making what?
I did. Yes, the Forum newspaper the Fargo Forum, the Grand Forks Herald, Dickinson, and the Jamestown papers all make up the Forum news papers in the state of North Dakota. Ran a story about North Dakota's highest paid public employees over the weekend. And you have a boatload of University of North Dakota School of Medicine officials on that, all doctors. Number one spot, $758,000. Number three spot, $580,000. Number four spot, $453,000. And the rest of the top five are coaches. The UND head hockey coach, Dave Haxtell, makes about $650,000. He's at the number two spot. Craig Bull is at number five on the list at about $370,000. You got a problem with that, Steve?
I just think in a fiscal responsibility era, is it right that you look at a business, and I look at state government as a business. It is business. It's big business right now with what we've got going on in the state of North Dakota. Who makes the most money in a company? The CEO.
These are all market positions. I think the market sets this, and I don't want North Dakota to be, in other words, Dave Haxtell could coach and make that at probably 10 other schools. Craig Bull could coach and make that amount of money at 10 other schools.
I just don't know what the market bears.
They'd both be in North Dakota. These doctors from the School of Medicine compete in a field that's, there's a little bit of salary envy here, I think, but I think the market ought to decide this. I'm a market guy, so I think it's okay. You tell us if we're wrong, though. That's what's on Steve's mind. What's on mine is I think this guy that is shopping where he ought to get the best asylum gig, Russia or Hong Kong or Edward Snowden, is a traitor, not a hero. But you tell me what you think. Mike at Belfield wants to weigh in on this at 800-228-0550. Let's get to the phones. Hello, Mike, and welcome to What's on Your Mind.
Hey, guys, I've been listening to what you've been saying about this this whistleblower. I'm not saying he's a hero or a villain, but since when did it become such a bad thing for somebody to speak up and let us know when our government's getting sneaky? I don't think the man's a traitor, and I think you guys are looking at it all wrong. I mean, if this were to happen during Nixon's administration, everybody look how wound up they got over what little he did in comparison to what the government's doing now.
Well, here's a question I have, Mike, and I don't know that Steve's calling him a traitor. I am. You haven't said that he's a traitor hero. You like the guy, don't you?
I'm not calling him a traitor yet. I reserve that, though, yet, because they say there's going to be more coming out and he has more information. Now, depending on what that information is, then I think we could broach that. But as far as him just blowing the whistle saying, wait a minute, there's something wrong here, they're doing this.
He broke the law is the bottom line, Mike. I mean, the guy broke the law. Now,
No, bud. I mean, he's going out to get asylum because he knows what the government is going to do because he told the truth. And just because the Patriot Act says it's legal doesn't mean it's right.
But here's the deal, though. I mean, you've got a set of rules here, and you know, Michael Mukasey, again, I would say a hero of sorts, has said, look, this is empowering the terrorists. When you start telling the terrorists how we're watching them, you get into dangerous territory. I'm all for whistleblowers. I'm all for people saying, look, this is wrongdoing. But to me, own it, right? Stand up and say, hey, this is wrong. This is why I think it's wrong. This business of shopping asylum in Russia or, you know, other places, awfully smelly to me. I don't like that idea. If he wants to be a man about this and be a whistleblower and expose what he believes is wrongdoing, a lot of our audience and a lot of America has agreed to, then own it. Take the consequences. Instead, he's, you know, scurrying out to another country. Doesn't that stink to you?
Well,
Mike,
did I lose you?
We render you speechless, or are you?
No, I'm here. Can you hear me, guys?
Yeah, we got you, Mike. Yeah.
Okay, sorry, I must have cut out there. Well, like I said, I think the reason why the man took off is because he knew what the end result for him was going to be here. You know, like I said, I'm not saying he's a hero, but also the government could be going about things differently to hunt for terrorists rather than checking out every single American. I mean, this is just one of the things. I mean, we've got the whole IRS thing. We got Benghazi. I mean, this administration is doing lots of bad stuff.
Well, Mike, let me ask you this.
To me, there's a difference here before you comment, Steve, that the administration's track record, I think the program is less of a problem than the folks that are administering the program in this case, you know, and that's where the IRS and the AP emails and James Rosen at Fox and all these things add up, where you have a culture of abusing power. You know, the attorney general, the things that, without question, throw the book at them. But in my mind, don't go around telling the terrorists how we go about connecting the dots. That's where you get into an area that, to me, is very dangerous. So,
Mike, let me ask you the question on this. To me, it's when we have to change our lives and what we do in society here, that's when the terrorists win. That's the bigger picture. I think that's the end game. Do you agree with that, Mike?
Yeah, I agree with that wholeheartedly.
Yeah, so then what is wrong with somebody standing up and going, wait a minute, we've got the government invading our privacy, infiltrating every aspect of our lives for the name of security, which I agree in the security, but by that act, when I'm feeling violated, I don't know if you're feeling violated, you've got the government sticking their nose in every aspect of our lives, that's changing our society. That's changing how I feel, how I act. I've got Big Brother looking over my shoulder.
Mike, thanks for the call. We appreciate the call, Mike, and want others to weigh in on whether this guy's a hero or a traitor. By the way, on our Facebook page, most folks say he is a hero. Chris says, I can't even believe this is even a question. Calling out anything duplicitous or corrupt within a government used to be a definition of heroic in this country, particularly when doing so potentially puts the whistleblower in harm's way, and this should be irrespective of which party is in power. You agree or disagree, let us know. And you can also weigh in on the salaries question, too. Steve is calling into question whether or not these doctors at the School of Medicine, whether these coaches ought to be making more than, say, the governor. What's the most important job in the state? Shouldn't that track with the highest paid public employees? I, on the other hand, think the market ought to decide this. And you know what? Deadspin.com pointed out in an article last month, the highest paid state employee in the majority of states is either a football coach or a basketball coach. North Dakota, one of only 10 states in which the highest paid employee wasn't a coach. So obviously, Coach Axtell's in the number two spot. Got a problem with that? Let us know, 800-228-0550. We'll have some fun, won't we, Steve?
Absolutely.
Senator John Homan at the bottom of the hour, too, on the Farm Bill Stick.
You're listening to What's on Your Mind with Steve Bakken and Scott Hannon. We'll be right back after these messages.
We're talking today with Kathy Nesbitt of Nesbitt Consulting Service, providing experienced, top-quality well-site geology and geosteering services from Tioga, the oil capital of North Dakota. Kathy, tell us a little bit about the history of your company.
Well, came to North Dakota in 1979 and incorporated in 1980. My husband and I started Nesbitt Consulting Service as an oil field consulting business. Primarily right now, we are well-site geology and mudlogging services. Basically, what we're doing is companies will call and ask for a mudlogging, a well-site geology geosteering crew. And what we do with that is we then provide the services and line up a two-man crew or two-woman crew, and we put the guys and the equipment out there, and they stay for the duration of the drilling the well. So they live on site, and we support them through this office here in Tioga.
For more, go to NesbittConsulting.com or call them in Tioga at 701-664-1492, and you'll find the link to Nesbitt Consulting Service at BakkenBeacon.com.
At Butler Machinery, we're not just about track tractors. Butler now offers industry-leading wheeled tractors. For a limited time, take advantage of 0.9% financing for 60 months on Challenger row crop tractors like the MT 5 and 600D series. From top to bottom, end to end, these high-horsepower row crop tractors from Challenger prove their proficiency day after day, field after field. And with 0.9% financing for 60 months, now is the time to contact your local Butler Machinery. Visit ButlerMachinery.com today.
Hi, Kent French with Lichty Homes, inviting you to a Lichty sales center near you. If you live in North Dakota, South Dakota, or Montana, Lichty Homes is the leader in quality homes. We offer the top two manufactured and modular homes, Schult and Bonavilla. See these quality homes at a Lichty Homes sales center near you. Bismarck, Jamestown, Minot, Rapid City. And remember, Lichty Homes has a finance package for you.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw for enterprise, or is our monetary unit we call the Federal Reserve Note forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states, it's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
What's in your mind? I'm Steve Bakken along with Scott Hannon, 701-258-0550, 1-800-228-0550. Coming up today, bottom of the hour, Senator John Hovind discussing the Senate passing a farm bill. Finally, of course, the Senate wasn't really the hang-up, was it, Scott? We have to get through the House, and that was the issue last time around.
The dog died. Did you hear about this?
Yes, I did.
Bismarck police shot a dog on Thursday, and it died, evidently.
Sad, tragic.
Here in the last 24 hours, it's a pit bull at the home of some bad actors, I think is the problem. So I think this is more of a problem with the owners of the dog than the dog itself. But
well,
I know
my understanding there was some 8 warrants issued in Bismarck. We've had a little bit of a crime spree as far as break-ins. You know, it's on point. That's one of the things the police department has been trying to address a little bit more of, with an increase in break-ins, storage units, things like that, that have been taking place around the city. And this was part of a case.
So they were serving a search warrant at a home south part of Bismarck, 9:30 on Thursday night. And Steve Raywald, the uncle of the dog's owner, Trish Messner, said police officers opened the screen door and yelled that they had a warrant. He said he tried to hold the 6-year-old pit bull, Bela Lugosi, the Hungarian actor, famous for his role as Dracula, is what the dog is named after. I'm not sure why that's a part of the story, but I guess. Anyway, while opening the main door, and the owner said, or the uncle of the dog's owner said, I did everything I could to restrain him, but the dog escaped, attacked and bit an officer. The officer later was treated and released to the Bismarck Hospital. Two officers shot at the dog. Police Lieutenant Gary Mallow says officers shot 4 times, striking the dog 3 times. Steve Raywald said officers fired 6 shots, striking the dog 4 times. Dog evidently died from these injuries. So, did the officers do anything they shouldn't have done here?
Or? I don't think so. I might have shot the owner. There's no bad dogs. There's bad owners.
You'd have gone really wrong.
Hey.
Really rogue.
Hey, I'm a dog lover. I show dogs. I train dogs. There's not bad dogs. There are bad owners. There's people that don't properly train, take care of your dogs. And
I put myself in the perspective of this law enforcement officer trying to serve a search warrant, having been there. How many times did you say?
It was like the 8th search warrant for this.
Yeah. So I take your point. Let's get to some folks here that want to weigh in on our topics of the day. Raleigh and Bismarck, you're next on What's on Your Mind. Go ahead.
I want to go back to that discussion before the break about the salaries. I got a little trivia information you might find kind of interesting. Do you know who the highest paid federal employee is, whether he's hired or elected in the United States?
Highest paid federal employee, I don't know. Surgeon General, who would it be?
Pretty interesting. The football coach at Army.
Oh, there you go.
A couple years ago.
That's the market setting that price, though, right?
And I don't know considered a successful program either.
Well, his paycheck comes every week, though, doesn't it?
When's the last time they won a national championship? Should the market be deciding that?
Well, long time ago.
You have in the top ten, one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine. They're all doctors, right? All but the coaches are doctors. One, Dr. Robert Kelly, who's not a doctor, a medical doctor. Most of them are medical doctors. Two of the top five are coaches. You have a problem with that?
Oh, absolutely not. I mean, I think probably the medical school, people at the medical school, that's some kind of a market-driven deal, obviously. But I think in Bowl and Hackstall's case, I think Bowl could go somewhere else and make a heck of a lot more money. But I don't think Hackstall could get anywhere near the money that he's getting at UND at any other hockey school.
I disagree. I think both of those guys would be able to compete for a lot of other jobs. Obviously, the ebb and flow of your contract timing and are you winning, are you losing? But, I mean, you look overall, the wins and losses of these two programs, these guys are going to command big salaries wherever they go. So
hopefully, for the sake of both programs, we're not going to find out anytime soon.
Exactly right.
Bowl's a hot item right now, but because he has been so productive. But I'm pretty skeptical about UND's hockey deal. I don't... He just hasn't closed the deal on anything lately. So,
Raleigh, thanks for the phone call. Let's move on to Robert in Ray. Robert, what is on your mind today?
Well, I was listening to you guys talk about the salaries in the North Dakota here, and I was just thinking, I kind of agree with the one that's saying it's more like free enterprise, and some of these coaches are bringing a lot of money into the state, but how about the administrators that are administrating the oil field? I didn't hear any of their names on the list. Seems like maybe they're controlling a lot of the purse strings that are a lot higher, bringing a lot more money into coaches.
Well, who do you mean, though, when you say administering the oil field? Are you talking about private employees at the companies?
No, I'm talking about the state administrators, people that are in the state that are administrating that.
The regulators?
Yeah.
If you want to put it into terms of generating revenue, the policies that are set by the state, i.e. the governor, you talk about Lynn Helms with the energy industry, you know, then you're talking about some real dollars coming into the state. So if you want to set it up based on what they generate for revenue, wouldn't that put them right up at the top?
It would put them right up. That's my point.
I mean, I think your argument works for Lynn Helms, Robert. You know, who's the
yeah, I think it does. Yeah,
the head of the Department of Mineral Resources. But again, he'd be a regulator. I don't know that we want regulators making a pile of money. But in the case, by the way, of these doctors at the School of Medicine, their compensation is tied to how many research dollars they do bring in. So there is a connection there. But I think, Steve, that where we go a little sideways here is a governor is elected, right? So you know what the salary is. You're running not for the salary. You're running to community service, to give back public service. So, you know, well, technically, yeah, they govern the flow of, a lot of things. And, you know, if you tie that to the dollars and cents of it. But to me, an elected official is different than a paid employee. Right or wrong? You tell us. 800-228-0550. Let's go to Jared in Turtle Lake. Jared, you're next on What's on Your Mind.
Hi, thanks for taking my call. Say, regarding this whistleblower situation, you know, I really can't believe the reaction to this isn't more venomous than it has been. I mean, basically what this guy did was he came forward and announced to the entire country that, hey, you are not free. You are not free. And everyone should be up in arms about this. I don't care what this guy's politics are, what they were, what they are today, but he's a hero because he gave up his life to tell us what he told us, assuming that all this is true, which it appears to be. You know, he basically confirmed all the conspiracy theories that have been going on for the last 15 years.
So you're saying, Jared, you believe we're not free because when you called this program, it's on a record somewhere that can be put into a number crunching system?
That's right. All your web searches, all your emails, all your phone calls are being watched. Does that not bother you?
Jared, I couldn't agree with you more. Thanks for the phone call. 701-258-0550, 1-800-228-0550. When we come back, Senator John Hovind concerning the passing of a farm bill.
Butler Machinery, we're not just about track tractors. Butler now offers industry-leading wheeled tractors. For a limited time, take advantage of 0.9% financing for 60 months on Challenger row crop tractors like the MT5 and 600D series. From top to bottom, end to end, these high-horsepower row crop tractors from Challenger prove their proficiency day after day, field after field. And with 0.9% financing for 60 months, now is the time to contact your local Butler Machinery. Visit butlermachinery.com today.
Hi, Kent French with Lichty Homes, inviting you to a Lichty Sales Center near you. If you live in North Dakota, South Dakota, or Montana, Lichty Homes is the leader in quality homes. We offer the top two manufactured and modular homes, Schult and Bonavilla. See these quality homes at a Lichty Homes Sales Center near you. Bismarck, Jamestown, Minot, Rapid City. And remember, Lichty Homes has a finance package for you.
When you need it the most, will your generator, power equipment, or vehicle be ready? Gas and diesel fuels go bad quickly when stored, and more than half of generator failures during disasters occur as a result of expired fuel. PRI fuel stabilizers keep your fuel fresh for when you need it most. Nuclear power stations, emergency service providers, and ships at sea rely on PRI fuel stabilizers. And you can too. Call 888-776-9373 or visit priproducts.com to find the dealer nearest you.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit and carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a silver dollar in a book explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Weakened by GMOs, stressed out about money, and blasted by the electric environment, Hi, I'm Pastor Jenny, and that was the state I was in back in 2010. Then I learned about RNA drops. I learned that 97% of my DNA that scientists have called junk is actually packed with millions of gene switches that play a critical role in controlling how my cells, organs, and other tissues behave. I learned I don't have to put up with disease, decay, or decline like I'd been conditioned to believe. I began taking RNA drops, a 100% natural formula designed to turn on those switches and provide me with amazing health and joy. Learn more about RNA drops and order a free sample today. Visit rnafreesample.com. That's rnafreesample.com. Or call toll-free 888-577-3703. Pay only shipping and handling for a free 30-day supply of RNA drops. Get the information you need and the health you want at rnafreesample.com.
What's on your mind? I'm Steve Bakken along with Scott Hennin. This is What's on Your Mind? 701-258-0550, 1-800-228-0550.
Around the summer? Region, is it summer?
We're getting there.
Almost summer?
It's really nice today.
Yeah.
It must be because it's mosquito season now.
I've not slapped one mosquito yet.
Oh,
have you?
Oh my gosh! I was out picking up dog droppings in the backyard last night, and ouch!
Swatting and yeah. What are we looking
bad.
At temp wise? I'll run through the forecast if you tell me what the temp is.
Well, we still got those thunderstorms south of I-94 moving across most of the state at this hour from west to east around the region. Bismarck, clear sky and 65 this hour. Williston, overcast and 62. Dickinson, partly cloudy and 68. Minot, clear and 65. Jamestown, 64 and clear sky. Devil's Lake, clear and 65. Grand Forks, scattered clouds, 64. And then Fargo, clear and 65. You drop down to the lower tier of the state and down through into South Dakota. Some pretty good thunderstorms moving off to the east.
There is a hazardous weather outlook for north central, northwest, south central, southeast, and southwest North Dakota. That sounds like pretty much everywhere, doesn't it? And we're talking about Divide, Burke, Renville, Rolette, Williams, Montreal, Pierce, McKenzie, Don, Mercer, Oliver, McLean, Sheridan, Wells, Foster, Golden Valley, Billings, Stark, Morton, Burley, Kidder, Stutzman, Slope, Henninger, Grant, Bowman, Adams, Sioux, Emmons, Logan, Lemoore, McIntosh, and Dickey counties. Showers and thunderstorms expected to spread west to east across western and central North Dakota Thursday through Friday night. Slight chance of thunderstorms Sunday and Monday, but good chance of showers and thunderstorms today and tonight. So, but I actually found a day in Bismarck's forecast without rain in the forecast. Thursday, partly sunny, high near 76. So. Minot, chance of showers and thunderstorms going to hit about 72 today. Tonight, some showers. Tomorrow, though, looks nice. No showers in the forecast. Sunny high.
But is it going to be nice in Medora? Because I'll be in Medora that morning.
Ooh, it's always nice in Medora.
True.
Yeah. Slight chance of showers, 73, Dickinson, Medora, that region, on Wednesday today. Chance of showers, 73. Fargo, mostly sunny. High near 78 today with no showers in the forecast. Tomorrow, partly sunny, 78. Stringing a couple of nice days together in the west. All right, we're waiting for Senator John Hoeven to join us. So let's before he does, let's go to Sally in East Grand Forks, Minnesota. What's on your mind, Sally?
Hi, thanks for taking my call. I just wanted to weigh in a little bit on this NSA issue. I think we have to remember this isn't the place where we used to be anymore. This is we're kind of not in Kansas anymore, as they say. There was a poll that came out today. They asked people, what is your greatest fear? Is it terrorism? Is it natural disasters? Or is it your own government? And about approximately 12% said they were most afraid of terrorists. 16% said they were most afraid of natural disasters. But 72% said their greatest fear was their own government. Now, I think that is why you find yourself maybe not in sync with your listeners and your callers and those who correspond with you, because you said the other day that you were willing to trade your privacy and your freedom for security. And, you know, a lot of us looking back to our founding fathers, guys like Ben Franklin, who said those who would give up essential liberty to purchase a little temporary safety deserve neither liberty nor safety. He said
right,
that.
Right, and I'm with them, and I didn't say what you said. I said I am simply saying if there's a lawful way to crunch numbers that ultimately stops terrorist attacks, I think that's something worth looking at. That's what I did say.
Well, I think people just don't trust our government, and I think
I don't either.
I do not either.
And that's why I added a very important distinction, lawful. Sally, appreciate your comments
Thanks.
On it. Senator John Hoeven is with us now. Hey, Senator, how are you?
Good, Scott. How are you?
Good
morning, Senator.
Steve and I were excited to see that the farm bill is done in the Senate, but still a lot more work to do. Tell us what's in the bill. Let's start there.
That. Well, good morning to Steve, too. Yeah, good news. We passed the farm bill yesterday. I had a strong bipartisan vote, 66 votes. And the real focus is on crop insurance, which is the number one priority for our farmers and ranchers. And it continues the sugar program, very important for North Dakota producers and for the Red River Valley region. We save $24 billion, so we actually increased the savings by about $1 billion over the bill last year. It has some funding for rural water management, which will help with rural flood protection in that upstream area in the valley, part of our permanent efforts there. It eliminates direct payments, so we work to reform the bill in a way that makes it more market-oriented. Really important, not just for farmers and ranchers, but, agriculture on a direct, indirect basis, you're talking 16 a million jobs across the country. You're talking a positive balance of trade, and you're talking about the highest quality, lowest cost food supply in the world. So very important for us, and now the House needs to act.
How has this changed from the version that passed the Senate last time?
Well, one of the things I talked about, Steve, last year is we had to get the southern producers and the southern senators on board, and they weren't last year. And I had a bipartisan amendment that I was trying to get attached that I think would have brought them. This year, we've included some of those things that get the southerners on board. So now you've got the northern growers, our area, that feel it works, the southern growers, the big I states like, Illinois, Indiana, those areas. So, you got to be inclusive, get everybody together. I think we've got that. The House is going to require it anyway. I think that's going to be the difference, and I think we're going to get it through the House this year, too.
There were some concerns about the crop insurance side. In fact, the Farm Bureau went so far as to say it would almost be better off not to have a farm bill than have some of the provisions that were originally proposed. Give us a sense of how that came out in the final version.
Well, Scott, I think, as you know, I've been hard at work on that. I'm trying to decouple the crop insurance from the conservation compliance. That is linked to the farm program. It always has been, so be it. But it should not be linked to crop insurance. So I had amendments in committee that I tried to attach. They did not succeed there. But I do think I have a shot to get that done in conference. And then I'm also an ag appropriation, so I think I'll have some amendments in that area, but then also to improve prevented plant crop insurance. That's a huge issue, not just for North Dakota, but around the country this year. And I think I will be successful in getting that either in conference or through work I can do on ag appropriations.
Concerning the nutrition programs, I'm not an advocate of having the nutrition programs tied in with the farm bill. How do those tie in with the Senate's version, and what could move on to the House?
We tried to make some reforms there, Steve. The Senate bill reduces the cost by about $4 billion on the score. I hope it proves to be better in practice. The Senate bill actually provides about a $20 billion reduction based on the reforms they made. So obviously there's going to have to be a compromise there in conference. I think that'll happen. The key, though, is this. Do the reforms and our efforts to get this economy growing actually save more? That's what all Americans should want, because we should want people to move to a situation where they don't need to be on SNAP or food stamps. I mean, that's what economic growth is all about, the rising tide that lifts all boats. So if we've made some of these reforms, and I think there's room for more, but I hope that with some of these reforms and we get the economy going, you move people off food stamps. That's a win for everybody as we get the economy going. You get people back to work and you get rising incomes.
Let's talk about this new program that's part of the Senate version, the ARC, Agriculture Risk Coverage. What is that?
Well, that's a program that essentially helps farmers in the case of shallow losses. So if they have repetitive shallow losses due to weather, where their crop insurance just doesn't kick in, they kind of, you know, it's kind of a, you know, a thousand cuts that just kills you over time. And so this is an effort for those so-called shallow losses to try to help them from having real revenue, help keep them going when you have that kind of repetitive problem. Usually it's with weather. It's a weather problem. That's a program that the big I state, Indiana, Illinois, John Thune in South Dakota, he was a big advocate of that program. Our guys like it, all right, but for us, the real key is enhancements to crop insurance. That's the real key, and I'm a big advocate of that because that's how businesses of all kinds typically insure what they do. They do it by buying insurance.
Senator, how does ethanol shake out in this farm program passed by the Senate?
Essentially, what we tried to do is to provide some funding for basic research, which I think is the role of government, not the subsidy thing, and so that you're not picking winners and losers, but through fantastic universities like North Dakota State University and the University of North Dakota, they're doing the basic research so that, you know, you continue to advance the technology. But then business takes those ideas and commercializes them, and on a level playing field, you know, you get out there and you compete, and you try to serve the consumer with better price and more choice, but government's role being to just offer a good environment, not, you know, the specific subsidy stuff.
Any questions, by the way? Welcome for Senator John Hoven with us for a couple more minutes on the news. The Senate has passed a five-year farm bill and continued push for some clarification, some simplification of the prevented planting rules, as the senators talked about. Obviously, this is great, but it's got to pass the House. It has come out of a committee in the House now, at least. When do you, any timeline on when you expect the House to vote on it? We know they're going to vote on it, right? Just a matter of when?
Yeah, both Speaker Boehner and Leader Cantor had said third week in June. That could slip a little, but I do think you're going to see it either before end of June or in July. And I tell you, we've really set this thing up so I think it puts it in a place where they need to act. I mean, we take out all direct payments. That's a major league reform. I think they will take it up, and I believe they can pass it.
You mentioned conference committee, and you're still going to work on some things when that comes together. What are the biggest impediments, you think, between what the Senate has passed and any hang-ups with the House version?
Well, you know, we've really set it up so I think it works in conference. Just some of the things I've already described. I think some of the you know, back and forth is going to be on the level of SNAP or food stamps. SNAP, it's now called Supplemental Nutrition Assistance Payments, but it historically been called food stamps. But that number, we're going, you know, there'll be some back and forth there in terms of what those reforms are and what that scoring is. The dairy program, you're going to see some back and forth on the dairy issues. I'm hoping we can get some of the improvements in terms of, you know, that I've been talking about in terms of crop insurance.
Keep fighting, Senator. Sorry, we're out of time. Senator John Hoven on the program, What's on Your Mind?
We'll be right
with an update
back
on the Farm Bureau. Back with more after this, including the North Dakota Farm Bureau Ag Minutes.
Select Energy Services, an industry leader in innovative and efficient end-to-end water solutions and well site services, is looking for experienced Class A CDL drivers with clean driving records and water hauling experience. At Select, we believe our most valuable assets are the hardworking employees that we are proud to call our team. We offer excellent benefits and competitive wages. To apply, contact our Williston office at 701-875-5500 or visit selectenergyservices.com. Select Energy Services, one source for total water solutions.
Before you buy, give it a hometown try. KeepItLocal.com.
KeepItLocal.com, the Northland's most respected auto shopping website for over 10 years. Whether you're looking to buy or sell a car, truck, SUV, or boat, KeepItLocal.com keeps it simple. With hundreds of dealers and private sellers, our inventory changes daily. We are the source for finding your next auto or power sport item. Remember, KeepItLocal.com. We keep it simple.
Before you buy, give it a hometown try. KeepItLocal.com.
At Butler Machinery, we're not just about track tractors. Butler now offers industry-leading wheeled tractors. For a limited time, take advantage of 0.9% financing for 60 months on Challenger row crop tractors like the MT5 and 600D series. From top to bottom, end to end, these high-horsepower row crop tractors from Challenger prove their proficiency day after day, field after field. And with 0.9% financing for 60 months, now is the time to contact your local Butler Machinery. Visit ButlerMachinery.com today.
Hi, Kent French with Lichty Homes, inviting you to a Lichty Sales Center near you. If you live in North Dakota, South Dakota, or Montana, Lichty Homes is the leader in quality homes. We offer the top two manufactured and modular homes, Schult and Bonavilla. See these quality homes at a Lichty Homes Sales Center near you. Bismarck, Jamestown, Minot, Rapid City. And remember, Lichty Homes has a finance package for you.
Time and time again.
You need to come here and help us. We need assistance. Please.
Those we should be able to depend on let us down.
Federal and state and local officials saying help is on the way. Well, the folks here in Bell Harbor say show me.
Don't depend on the government to save you. Take action now so that you're prepared for the next disaster with MyPatriotSupply.com. Get the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more at MyPatriotSupply.com. Call 866-229-0927.
We are hurting down here, and we need help immediately.
Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
You've seen them on Doomsday Preppers. You've seen them on network television, Shipping Wars, and the History Channel. Now, the strongest shelters money can buy are here. Atlas Survival Shelters. Made in America from 10-foot diameter galvanized corrugated pipe, up to 11 times stronger than square box shelters, and built to last up to 200 years. And you won't believe the amenities. Atlas shelters contain microwaves, refrigerators, big screen TVs, water tanks, septic systems, bulletproof hatches, and much more. Virtually everything you have at home, just buried 20 feet deep and bombproof. See the amazing Atlas Survival Shelters at atlassurvivalshelters.com or call 1-855-4-BUNKER. That's 855-4-B-U-N-K-E-R or atlassurvivalshelters.com. Financing now available. Atlas Survival Shelters. Better prepared than scared.
It's time for another What's on Your Mind Ag Minute, brought to you by the North Dakota Farm Bureau. Why do farmers do what they do? Here with some answers today is Dawn with the North Dakota Farm Bureau. But Dawn, today's question is, why do farmers pull those big white tanks behind the tractor and seeder?
Well, those are called anhydrous ammonia tanks. Farmers use anhydrous to put on an important plant growth material called nitrogen. That nitrogen is to help build soil, help the plants grow. It's an important thing that farmers use to help them get a better return on their investment. Anhydrous is dangerous, however, so if it comes in contact with skin, you got to be pretty careful, and you have to wear special gloves and all that other kind of stuff to make sure that you are safe while you're using it. But with the proper use, the benefit to the soil health is really huge.
Thanks, Don. We want to know what questions you have about agriculture and why farmers do what they do. Submit your questions by going to ndfb.org and clicking on the Contact Us link at the top of the page. That's today's What's on Your Mind Ag Minute, brought to you by the North Dakota Farm Bureau.
ndfb.org is that website. We'd love to answer your questions on why farmers do what they do. If you go to the Contact Us page, we'll add those to our mix. So we appreciate the North Dakota Farm Bureau joining us as a sponsor of What's on Your Mind. Senator John Hovind still with us. Mike in North Dakota had a question. Go ahead, Mike. Comment, question. You're up next on What's on Your Mind.
Yes, good morning. I appreciate your show, and I enjoyed it yesterday. I've got a question for Senator Hovind, and that is, with the Farm Bill, is there any provisions for what was in the past, the LIP program, Livestock Indemnity Program? And the other comment I was going to make is on the truck traffic on western North Dakota. And correct me if I'm incorrect, is our extraction tax like 12% where our surrounding states are 8%? And if it is, why can't we use a percentage of that to try and make low-interest loans to some of these companies so we can get underground pipelines going and get a few more of those trucks off the road instead, having them pumping through pipelines?
Scott and Steve had two different questions. On the first question, yes, we do have assistance in there for our ranchers and livestock. And as far as the pipelines, I couldn't agree more. We got to do more to get pipeline infrastructure, not just for oil, but also for natural gas. That's going to make a huge difference in the amount of flaring out there as well. That's why I worked so hard on pipelines, both as governor, now as senator. Keystone alone, with the on-ramp that would be constructed, take 500 trucks a day off our roads. That's just one pipeline. So you're right on. We need more infrastructure, and that need's going to continue to grow as we produce more oil. That's where we have got to get, you know, every day I'm pushing on this administration to reduce the regulatory burden. We have got to streamline the regulatory burden across all sectors of our economy to unleash the private capital that it takes for all of these things, pipelines and many other things that will not only accomplish what this caller talked about, you know, helping us in terms of our infrastructure needs, quality of life, but grow our economy and create good jobs and help us get out of this deficit and debt we have with growth rather than raising taxes.
Another question, why can't we put a refinery in our state here, build another refinery instead of piping that all the way down to Texas or Oklahoma or wherever?
Yeah, right on. That's exactly what MDU is doing out near Dickinson, and also the tribe's trying to build one as well. And initially those will be diesel, but we need to look at gasoline and other products as well. And you can do that. Typically those refineries are built in modules, and so you can build a module and then add on to it.
Okay.
Mike, thanks for the phone call. 701-258-0550.
Yeah, I think he's right on with all those.
1-800-228-0550. I'm Steve Bachman with Scott Hennen. This is What's on Your Mind. We're talking with Senator John Hoeven. Senator Hoeven, big story, of course, for the last couple of weeks breaking is the NSA leak story. Is that something we should be as concerned about as some Americans are? Or what should happen to the leaker? Is this guy a hero as he's being touted for standing up and pointing out what the government's doing? Or is this a national concern for leaking out information?
No, look, I'm concerned about what's happened, what's being done by the NSA. You know, I think the Intelligence Committee's had some briefings on that. I didn't. I think most people in the Senate and the Congress didn't. I think we need to find out exactly what they're doing. I am concerned about the privacy. We want to protect this country against terrorist attacks, no question about it. At the same time, we want to make sure that people's Fourth Amendment rights and privacy rights are protected. So I think there's some serious work to do to get to the bottom of this and then determine what needs to be done. As far as, you know, Snowden and his releasing this, no, he did this wrong. There are avenues for a whistleblower to come forward. He should have pursued those avenues. The way he did this was the wrong way to do it, and so he's going to have to face the proper consequences. But when something goes on, people, there are avenues for whistleblowing, and those are the avenues that should be followed, not doing things the way he did it.
Quick question from Norman in Mandan. We have less than a minute left, Norman, so quickly for your question for Senator Hoeven.
Okay. I'd like to know why on this SNAP program, it's $250, it used to be $250 per farmer per crop. If I seeded 10 acres of millet, it cost me $250. If somebody seeded 100 acres of millet, it still cost them $250. Not fair.
Quick answer, Senator?
Well, I'll have to check in. I don't have the answer off the top of my head, but if you call my office, I'd be glad to track it down for you.
Fantastic. Thanks, Senator. We appreciate the time very much. Senator John Hoeven on the Farm Bill. More of your calls coming up, folks, on What's on Your Mind with Steve Bach, and I'm Scott Hinnon. Call us at 800-228-0550. More after the break for news and weather. I want to tell you about a North Dakota product that gets rid of odors, the bad smells. This product is out of Zeeland, North Dakota. Daryl, tell us about odor medicine. What kind of smells can it destroy?
What odor medicine does, it destroys the odor molecule. Basically, it kills skunk smell, cat urine. You can mold, musty smells. If you got a camper that had a refrigerator that went out that's got a stinky smell in the refrigerator, it'll destroy the odor in that refrigerator permanently. And that's what it does. It basically destroys the odor so the odor will not come back. We give it 100% guarantee that smell never comes back. Call us up or refund your money.
The stench of rotting meat in a freezer that lost power. Think of that. That odor destroyed. If you go to GetRidOfSmellNow.com, use the promo code Scott, get 10% off your order, plus free priority shipping. GetRidOfSmellNow.com, 100% money-back guarantee. You can't beat it. And it's North Dakota made.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM-1 is dairy, wheat, and soy free. Contains all natural and certified organic ingredients. Contains no preservatives or animal products. Supports a healthy digestive and immune system. Supports weight loss. Improves absorption of food nutrients, aids in controlling yeast infections, is never freeze-dried, and uses three groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraGanix.com, Terraganics.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM-1, the raw probiotic.
Introducing a 30-day emergency food supply for only $99. At 30dayfoodsupply.com, you can purchase Oregon Trail Foods 1 month supply of high-quality, nutritious, and healthy emergency meals for less than $100. These vegetarian meals are all natural, non-GMO, high in carbs and protein, and are packed with oxygen absorbers in Mylar pouches. They take up to 70% less space than number 10 cans, have a 20-year shelf life, and huge portions, over twice the serving size of some competitors' meals. Oregon Trail Foods and 30dayfoodsupply.com keep prices low by buying direct from producers in Oregon and then pass the savings on to you. Purchase a 30-day, 90-serving emergency food supply for only $99 this month, and $10 ships your entire order to the lower 48. Call 541-673-6666 or visit 30dayfoodsupply.com, where they make preparedness affordable. 30dayfoodsupply.com. Got it? Get it. Go to 30dayfoodsupply.com.
Come to Burnsville, Minnesota to attend the Healthy Body 13 Conference. 2 days only. Friday, June 21st at 6 p.m. for the opportunity meeting. And Saturday, June 22nd at 9 a.m. for training by Tom Chenault. Learn about Dr. Joel Wallach, the man who took on the FDA 8 times and won on all counts. For details, call 651-695-7750. That's 651-695-7750. Or visit HealthyBody13.com. HealthyBody13.com. Income at home with nutrition done right. Don't miss it.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.